I think we present anybody suggesting ideas. I just want to get that out of the way. This next song's about lying on your deathbed. but in a good way, you know. It's because your life's supposed to flash in front of your eyes, isn't it? When you're just about to pop your clogs. So I don't know about you, but I'd like a bit of choice as to what ends up in that particular movie. You know, there's some things I don't really want to see again. Thank you very much. But more than that, it's about spotting those moments as they fly past during your life and just kind of savouring them as they actually happen. This is a song from the last album. This is called The Bell.
There's a wholeness in the half-light of a new night, when the day is done, when the soft skin has a warm glow, and I do know that I'm the lucky one. In a small boat on a calm sea, I can only look in awe at the grey cliffs and the seal pup as it swims up to the shore. There's an old pond in a tree shade, and a bed made from a pile of hay. And I lie there till the words come. And if they don't come, I lie there anyway. Near the old docks, by the gasworks, where the monsters pick up sticks. In the old house, across the main road, honky truckloads, Lego bricks.
Legend has it that an entire album was scrapped prior to writing the works. Was it the conflict with the producer that made you scrap it, or was it that bad? This gets better, this gets better. And why did the works die a painful death? One Step Ahead is brilliant and introduced me to your music. Have a great show. Thank you very much. didn't say who that's from, okay. I did, well, the works, yes, it was a kind of quite a painful album to make, that one. I did make most, but I recorded most of it in Los Angeles with a bunch of amazing musicians, all my kind of childhood heroes. And then I came, it wasn't a conflict with the producer, it was a disagreement, shall we say. I was a bit of a control freak. I'd just finished recording my own album, you know, my Radio Musicola album, and I was kind of pretty sure of myself, I think, probably too sure of myself. And I got over there, and all of a sudden I was being produced again by Peter Wolf, lovely fellow, but we just didn't quite kind of see eye to eye on a lot of things. So I did bring it home, I didn't scrap it, I brought it home and just kind of remodeled it a little bit. As to why it died a painful death, I don't know. I wasn't aware it was that painful, but it didn't do very well, did it? No. But it was kind of, I don't know really. I guess I've been away for a long time. I've been away for about 3 years. When I came back, Rick Astley was everywhere. What's that? and I also came back to a different record company, basically. None of my record company were actually the same people. I had a different managing director, I had a different A&R person. And it was all different. But that's maybe not the reason nobody bought the record. I don't know. I don't know why it was, but it just happened, and I'm still here, so whatever. Could you please sing at Elaine and Alan's wedding in 2016? Management details are on the website. Hi, Nick. That's it. I just can't actually read it. That's the problem. Why did you never make it big in the USA? I think is. I can't read the rest of it.
I
don't know. You better ask some Americans. Do we know any? Are there any in the audience? It's all there.
I don't really know.
I got quite close to "Wouldn't It Be Good," but I had a bullet apparently. Whatever that meant. But it never quite happened for me. So I try not to let it affect my professional. I rise above it. Right. What's next? Oh. Right. About singing along. No real excuse for this one. I wrote this song in 1989. I didn't record it really. I just did an acoustic version of it once, but I never really recorded it or released it as a single or anything like that. But bizarrely, people seem to know it. It's called "The One and Only." So you know what to do, don't you? No excuses. There's your key, right? The key of A major. One, a two, a one, two, three, four.
I am one and only.
Come on, you're not in church now.
Oh,
you are, sorry. Come on, try again. Pretend it's the O2 or something. Lift the roof up. One, a two, a one, two, three.
Through. So give myself like a man. With this job I'm the best man. While this may be true, you are the one and only you.
Dear friend, lovely fella. He's a very talented songwriter and a singer. Never really got the chance to prove it, but go and check out his website and go and buy his new album. Do yourself a favour. It's really amazing. Thank you. I'm going to say a new song for a minute there, but it's 18 months old, so it's not really very new, is it, Nick? No, it's not. So this one is called Falls in Love. Thank you.
fires won't stop burning.
Would I be good to be Thank you. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
That's very generous.
Who's got kids?
Kids? Got kids, yeah. We love them, don't we? Didn't bring them with us, though, did we? So who's got them? Granny? Husband? Babysitter? Wife? Okay. How much are babysitters, eh? How much are they? Come to your house, watch your telly, raid your fridge, surf your broadband, and they charge you how much? Bet it's more than a ticket, isn't it? What does that tell you? I've spent the last 40 years owning my craft, working my plectrum to the bone, slaving over a hot guitar, suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous enemy journalists, risking public humiliation at every turn. And you're paying your spotty, monosyllabic 16-year-old babysitter more than you're paying me. Yes. That's great, man. But we do, we love our kids, and I wrote this for my 11-year-old daughter, when she was just about to go to, she happened to decide what lessons she was going to do, or what subjects she was going to drop at school and stuff, and I thought what massive kind of decisions they were to be making at that kind of age, and I just thought of all the possibilities that were open to her, all your kids at a certain stage in life before they get slammed unceremoniously in your face as you grow up. But this is a song for them. This is a song from my last album. It's called The Sky's the Limit.
Thank you.
You've got a view somewhere.